One Bible verse this evening, Acts chapter 1, and we'll look at verse number 8. And this is a verse you may have memorized, but we'll read it together this evening as we're concluding. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. The Lord Jesus is speaking, and here's what he says. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And notice this phrase here. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. He says, ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. One writer said, what is successful witnessing? If we feel unsuccessful in our witnessing, it could be that we have the wrong measure of success. And the writer says, success is not measured by how many we lead to Christ. It is not winning a debate or handling out a lot of tracts in our bag. And it's not even keeping up with everyone and making everyone happy. It's not even just escaping with your life. What is successful witnessing? Successful witnessing is accurately representing Jesus on earth. It is being obedient to the Lord, trusting Him to give the full fruit. It's being faithful. It's proclaiming the gospel boldly as Jesus did, no matter what their response. And as Jesus gives the command to all of us, ye shall be witnesses. One of the best principles that I ever learned when I was in college, my pastor in Tennessee would always say that the noun comes before the verb. You must be a witness before you can witness. And so I ask this evening, are you a witness? Have you witnessed personally the noun? Then the next question is this, are you being a witness? And the Lord Jesus gives a very clear command to all of us. We are to be His witnesses. And really the message this evening were all the testimonies and all the pictures. And as many have said, I do want to say thank you to our pastor and to our church family. And I've so enjoyed really coordinating with all the leaders. And pastor told me I couldn't go on more than one trip this year. And so I only went to one. But I want to challenge our church family. Don't just talk about witnessing. Let's actually do it. And let's get involved. And we thank God for the burden, the vision that our pastor has in our church. Would you pray with me this evening as our pastor comes? Father, I want to just spend some time and pray for all of our missionaries, the ones that we were able to see this summer. I pray specifically for the Gilmers, that you'd bless them. Thank you so much for each and every one that took the time this summer to travel, whether it's here in our state, across the country, or even across the world. And I pray that you'd help us to take this verse and apply it to our lives. May we follow the command of Christ to be witnesses for Him.